The Berlin International Film Festival, the Berlinale, has always put politics and cinema on an almost equal footing. This year, the Berlinale invited Iranian director Jafar Panahi to serve on the festival jury. But in December, Panahi was sentenced in Iran to 6 years in prison. He was also banned from making films and traveling outside the country for 20 years. Still, Panahi's presence is felt at the festival. The organizers left his jury seat empty in tribute and screen some of his films. And as Susan Stone reports from Berlin, young Iranian filmmakers at the festival are making sure he's remembered.
The opening night of the Berlinale is usually a gala event dominated by glamour and film royalty dressed to the nines. This year, attendees also draped photos of Jafar Panahi around their necks, along with green scarves. Jury President Isabella Rossellini stood next to Panahi's empty chair and read an open letter from him.
They have condemned me to 20 years of silence. Yet, in my dreams, I scream for a time when we can tolerate each other, respect each other's opinion, and live for each other.
Iran has a rich history of filmmaking, and its movies are celebrated both at home and abroad. Due to its numerous fans, the country's daily cinema newspaper can sell out within hours. But when Panahi and another filmmaker, Mohammad Rasulov, were found guilty of propaganda against the system for starting a film about Iran's 2009 post-election chaos, it was just the latest sign that things have gone terribly wrong, says Iranian director Rafi Pitts.
Because it's a nightmare that he's living. It's a nightmare that the film industry is living. And it's never happened in the history of cinema. Even during the McCarthy purges in America, it never got to this stage, where for an idea you would get a prison sentence.
Pitts lives in Paris but makes films in Iran. His latest work, The Hunter, tells the story of a grieving man pushed to violence. It screened at last year's Berlinale, but is banned in Iran.
All we wanted to do was hold up a mirror onto society. If what the government sees in the mirror is something they don't like, that's not the mirror's fault.
The government's tactics have forced filmmakers to try to game the system, says director Sepideh Farsi.
Sometimes some people go with fake scripts and shoot something else, and that happens. But I generally have just given the script I had, but the problem is that you can never trust them because you give them a script. They give you the shooting permit, and then when the film is ready, they tell you, but this cannot be released because there is so and such and such problem. And so you never really know where the, you know, red line is and where the boundaries are.
Weary of the rules, Farsi shot her recent film, Tehran Without Permission, with a cheap mobile phone and used the music of underground rappers for the soundtrack. Another director, Ayat Najafi, plans to head back to Iran next week for the first time in 4 years. He's starting a new film without a government permit. He hopes to get around that by shooting in private homes, though that method didn't keep Jafar Panahi from danger.
It's not like when you're working at home they are going to catch you, but they were looking for Jafar Panahi and they were waiting for a moment to arrest him. And then they found the moment.
Still, there are Iranian directors who managed to make art within the system. Asghar Farhadi won the Berlinale's Best Director Prize in 2009 and is a leading contender for this year's top prize. His film, Nader and Simin, A Separation, tells the story of a couple on the edge of divorce but touches on gender, class, and religious issues. Some Iranian exiles have criticized Farhadi for playing by the rules. He finds that frustrating.
What do they prefer? What's their suggestion? Shall we all leave the country? What about the people of Iran? We should make films for them. I'm not working with the government. I'm making films for the people of my country. And I will stay there, and I will make films for them.
The Berlinale awards its prizes on Saturday. In some ways, Farhadi's film has already won. It's being picked up for distribution in Europe, Scandinavia, and the United States. For The World, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.